Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. I want to tell you about, I was going to say a conversation this week, but it's been a series of conversations, and it's a trend. It's a trend over time that I've seen, and it has to do with how people think about their lifestyle going forward.
Okay. Right?
And so we talk about health a lot, but any time that there's a significant health event or people you know pass away.
Or get sick,
right? Something.
How does it impact you?
It has a huge impact on people, whether that is an immediate family member or not. Okay, but I've got to tell you, the amount of conversations I have, Faisal, that are driven by a health event or a passing of a close friend or something like that, it triggers people to retire immediately. It triggers people to reevaluate what they're doing in their retirement,
yep.
How much money they're spending, what they want to take to the grave with them, how much they want to, you know, pass along. I'm just saying that this is a part of the conversation that you and I have more and more and more of as our population ages,
yep.
And it's a material conversation. It's a material change for people.
It's a different perspective of life.
Yep.
You go through life thinking a certain way, feeling a certain way until you're impacted.
Right.
And when you're impacted, when it comes to a major illness of somebody you know,
mm-hmm.
or death of somebody you know, it could be a spouse or anybody else, it impacts you in a way where you start to reflect all the things that you've done in your life potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to evaluate, are those my true core values? Do I really want to do this anymore? Or should I change what I'm doing? And we have many conversations, like you said, of people who are starting to think, maybe I should change the way I was thinking,
yep.
and what I'm doing going forward.
The change that I see happen is people reevaluate how much they've got. We start all the time with conversations with, do I have enough? Can I make it?
Yep.
Right? And I got to say, it's not everybody, but generally speaking, people are concerned about spending too much and outliving their money. And then a shift takes place. When an event like this happens, a health event or anything, and, you know, your dad's been impacted by it personally,
yep.
recently, and just we have literally conversations once a month with somebody that's being impacted by this, their perspective changes that, oh my gosh, my goodness, I might not be here forever. Dave, what happens if I spend a little bit more? We take that trip that we've been putting off or wanted to do, or you know, I upgrade the house, or I do those renovations, or I buy a fancy car, or I give some money to the kids. I don't care what it is,
yep.
right? But all of a sudden, it's what happens if we do this, right? And we're back to the financial planning exercise, and we're saying, okay, let's do some scenario, and let's look at what this is, right? But it's triggered by that emotional reaction to that event.
Yeah, and so whenever we get this type of a request,
mm-hmm.
I want to go on a couple more trips. How does it impact my financial future?
Mm-hmm.
Most people will just go through the financial number crunching. We ask the question, so what's changed?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Why? Yeah, what's going on?
Right, and so when we start to uncover the reason for this change or difference in perspective, some people get into the point where they just want to start to do a whole bunch of things that they've never thought they would ever do.
Right.
And then they start building a bucket list of activities,
right.
because I'm running out of time.
Right.
Other people will start going through and saying, what's really important to me? And let's refresh or restart on what we're doing and go forward from there. Either one of those could have a financial impact.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, when you're sitting down with them and you're having these conversations, have you ever said to somebody, don't do it?
I've not ever said that, actually. I've not. So I believe when I talk to clients, I talk to them about the journey they're on. And it's, you know, part of that's money because you have to support it. But it's about the journey. And the journey changes, right? We get thrown curveballs and changes all the time to that. So I've never said you can't do that or you shouldn't do that, right? You just have to understand why and the impacts of it, right? And analyze it. But you end up having a very human conversation, not a mathematical conversation. The
yeah.
math has to be done.
Yeah.
Not saying it doesn't. But it's a human interaction. It's a human journey, and it's a reaction to something, which may be out of fear they're doing it, right? Which may not be the right reason. And it may be for all of the right reasons that they've been delaying doing it, right? So it's not necessarily a slam dunk, but the answer is never you can't do it. I've never actually said that. Don't do it. Let's just understand why we're doing it and what the impacts are going to be, because this is about supporting that lifestyle and that journey, right? And there are influencing factors that change the perspective and change the outcome.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I've never told somebody you can't do this.
Right.
What I and the impacts or the alternatives. Like, what are your alternative choices that you have?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you choosing to do going forward? And some people are quick emotional reaction. I just want to go on this a big trip or whatever they want to spend their money on, and they just want to see the impacts of it, and that's a quick reaction. Others are just saying, you know what, I'm looking at life differently.
Right.
And so we start to say to them, okay,
right,
that's okay to do that.
Right.
It's going to impact you. Death and health crises or issues are going to impact you. You're human at the end of the day.
Yep.
This is not a financial robot saying, you know, you pull on a level levy and it says yes or no.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a, yeah, you can. Let's look at how it impacts other things that may be important to you as well.
Yeah.
And maybe your priorities have changed because of it.
Bingo. Right. And so we talk about this all the time in the context of the four buckets that we're always talking about. You know, when we're talking to human beings, we're talking about the fact that things are going to change through the different periods of your life.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know exactly what those changes are going to be, but, you know, we're talking about this health-related one today. And that always catches people. At some point, this conversation is always being had.
Yeah.
Right. Again, it doesn't have to be a spouse or an immediate family member, but it's a friend, a close friend, or somebody you know.
Yeah.
Will have an impact, right?
You know, we've talked to people in our industry, and they tell their clients that you got to plan for a long time horizon.
Right.
And so they're thinking long term when it comes to, okay, we need this money to last for 90, 95, which is all true.
Yep.
It's all true.
Yep.
And then the human side of life where death or the understanding that you're going to be mortal,
yep,
that you're going to die, kicks in. And then you say, wait a minute, I've been planning for living to 95, but I haven't been living.
Right. Yeah, I've been delaying things. We often get in the conversation I have a lot is what I call front ending, right? So lots of people, and you, if you're listening and you know you're thinking about this, you're not alone. Like most people are thinking, boy, when I've got my health, or I'm younger and I'm mobile and so on and so forth, maybe I should be spending a little bit more in the good years, right? The go-go years, knowing that at some point, maybe I'm going to be impacted. I'm going to have to slow down. The great unknown is health. No, I mean, we don't know. Most of us don't know. I shouldn't say we don't know.
Yeah.
But there are health factors that you can look at and family history that will give you an idea of what you should be thinking about. But when you do get that change event, that change in perspective, right, doesn't have to be a health event for you. It's just a change in perspective as a result of whatever health event happened around you, right? It's a valuable exercise to go back, often painful, and it's scary to face sometimes.
Yep.
But it's a really effective exercise to start to go back. And you said something earlier about core values, which I think are really important. You know, changing priorities. Often we'll see legacy. Okay, I want to leave some behind for the kids. Well, maybe my perspective has changed now, and I want to spend more quality time doing something else that I've perhaps put off. That's fine. But there's sometimes guilt associated with that.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the changing perspective, what the goals and the objectives are, the lifestyle you want, all of those things force you to go back, look inside, and what you're going to do. So the answer is never no. You can't do it. The answer is why? What's happening? We got to do the analysis. We got to do the math. Let's understand the implications and let's figure out alternatives.
Yeah.
Right? That's the answer.
What are the impacts of those choices, and are you comfortable having them, and they still meet your values? And this is the beautiful thing about our practice, Dave, is that we get to sit down with individuals and know that the numbers are the numbers, but at the end of the day, it's what those individuals and couples want and how they want to live their life.
Right.
Is what gets us up early in the morning,
yep,
keeps us here late tonight, and talk about these types of issues, because money is just a vehicle to get you to your destination.
Right. It's important. And I don't want to diminish the impact of it on anybody, because we can often worry a lot about it. So the math is important. But I really want to put first and foremost, by a long stretch, the number one thing, it's a human journey. And think about the human journey and think about the emotional impact and think about what you want to do and experience. And then we'll work the math later, right? You work it backwards from that.
Correct.
Okay, enough said about that. We're going to have to wrap this up pretty quick. It's been a good show, but let's remind everybody about the upcoming seminar to help them understand how that human journey gets supported by all the fundamentals that you need in
place. Yeah, the fundamentals of protecting and making money so you can enjoy that lifestyle, so you can actually realize what you've been dreaming about and for your financial goals in the future. We'll talk about that on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats, 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, that wraps up another great show. Faisal, good to see you today. I hope you've all given some thought and have some perspective on this. I want to thank you. And we'll talk to you next week here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.